It's been about 2.5 years since a nonprofit organization announced plans to build 2 Northeast Columbus housing developments using shipping containers. The metal cargo boxes, usually seen on ships and semi-trucks, are a trendy and quicker alternative to traditional construction. But the 2 Columbus projects have been plagued by delays, putting at least one woman's dream of home ownership on hold.
This was going to be my house, absolutely, 847 Bassett Avenue, first shipping container home in Columbus.
Sherry Sims shows me the partially finished house on the northeast side she thought would be hers.
2-story, 3 full bedrooms, 3 full baths. There was a garage that was kind of standing up.
Several shipping containers used in the structure are covered with plywood on the exterior that stretches back like a rectangle. Windows look out on all sides of the unfinished house. Plans called for it to be surrounded by several other shipping container homes, but none of those are even off the ground.
There was always a lot of discrepancies as to why things weren't getting done.
Sim says after a delayed groundbreaking, construction began in the spring of 2018.
It was always a slow process. I was always told, once they do this, you're going to see fast progress. You're going to see fast progress, and it just always would stall.
The nonprofit agency Nothing Into Something Real Estate Incorporated started the project. In 2016, WOSU spoke with the agency's president and CEO, Michelle Reynolds. She said using shipping containers as the bones of the building would make it 50 to 60% cheaper than building with traditional materials. She also boasted that this would be a creative way to solve the problem of the lack of affordable housing. Reynolds had hired contractor Chelsea Technologies to do the work. Prospective homebuyer Sims says the company seemed to be floundering on her home.
Michelle is saying that she was a victim, ripped off by the construction crew, but maybe some of that is true. But the other part is that she didn't pay attention to her investment. Like I said, she was running for Franklin County Commissioner, and I never saw her over here one time.
Sims says her home's price was $105,000. Sims did receive a full refund of her $500 deposit, plus an additional $500. WOSU contacted Reynolds by phone, and she responded to our questions by saying, quote, "We have a whole new team. On the advice of our attorneys, we're not talking about this." The head of Chelsea Technologies, Barry Cummings, agreed to an interview, then opted for an emailed statement saying, quote, "It is unfortunate that all parties involved were not able to complete the project for various reasons that were beyond our control." The City of Columbus's Department of Building and Zoning Services does not list any complaints filed against Chelsea Technologies. The department's assistant director, Anthony Celebrezzi, says his department issued the contractor the proper building permit in January 2018 and other trade permits like electrical, plumbing, and mechanical. Then he says at the end of 2018, inspections halted.
We had a meeting back in September over some of the structural components because they weren't matching up with A, the plans that were approved, and B, the Ohio Building Code.
Celebrezzi says building with shipping containers brings new hurdles since it's a relatively new type of construction.
As we continue to move forward to address the challenges with the code as it exists, then we will have a new method, potentially a less expensive, quicker method to building a single family or multi-unit structure.
Around the corner from the partially completed house, construction on the cargo miniums on Old Leonard Avenue also has stopped. Work crews connected the 54 old shipping containers for 25 apartments, but exterior and interior work remains. Nothing Into Something Real Estate has hired new construction firms. One of them told WOSU that the agency's president, Michelle Reynolds, did not want the firm to make any comment. Meanwhile, Sherry Sims hopes no one else is disappointed.
I'm just mad. And I want to get the word out so that this doesn't happen to anyone else.